Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to you from a spare room today because there's a little bit of work being done to my office and so that we get a little bit more quiet in our house now that everybody is working from home and everybody is home. So today's questions. First one comes from Diane, who says, how do I select my best neutrals? So really the easiest way to select great neutrals is to look at your hair and eye colours and go with colours that bring them out. So there can be colours that are the same, such as if you have brown hair, some browns, you know, similar coloured browns will be great. If you have blonde hair, I've found since I went blonde, white is a really good neutral for me. If you have a warmer blonde, so more of a golden blonde, I'd be looking at some sort of tan or camel. If you have red hair, then some sort of cognac or camel or, you know, tan in that kind of area. If you have black hair, then black is going to be better, or just a really deep brown black. If you've got grey hair, then greys are going to be great. So, you know, there's lots of different hair colours, but that just gives you an idea of some of the different colours you could consider. And then we can bring in our eye colour to select neutrals as well. So even though we may have coloured eyes, like I have blue eyes, but that means navy is a good neutral for me. If you have green eyes, then you'll probably find some deep olives can be really fantastic for you. If you have brown eyes, then you'll find the browns, but often even look inside your brown eyes. Sometimes you'll find that there are other kind of, you know, there might be more of a cognac brown, or it might be more of a red brown. Like, so do look at the kind of colours that are actually inside your eyes as well. So, you know, that just gives you a few ideas of where to go when you're selecting your neutrals. But really, it's look at what you have in your colouring and see if you can match that with your neutrals, because that's when you create harmony. And it's always really easy to wear those neutrals. So when I had brown, like dark brown black hair, I used to find that black was a great neutral and the dark browns were great neutrals, along with the navy, because I've got the blue eyes. Now that I have the light blonde hair, I'm finding that greys are great neutrals because I'm an ashy cool blonde. So I'm finding that there's particularly the lighter greys are great. I can still do some navy, but not as dark as I used to go. And the white. So my neutrals have changed, but they're still related to my colouring of how it is today. So there you go. That's some little tips on finding your best neutrals. Next question. So Carol says, how does your hair colour affect your palette? She's got a really long question here, so I'm just going to pre-see it. If I was to return to my natural dark strawberry reddy brown colour, would that make me a different palette? So I'm just going to answer that bit because the question goes on and on to start with. So natural hair colour is what is growing out of your head right at this moment. Now for many of us who dye our hair, it's not the colour we had when we were younger. It might be some version of grey. So, you know, but if you've completely changed your hair colour and gone somewhere completely different, that can radically change your palette. So if you've gone really light and you're naturally darker, that of course is going to put you into a light palette rather than a deep palette. Or if you've gone darker when your hair is growing out of your head, which is much lighter, then you've gone to a deep palette from a light palette. So that's one of the first things that changes. Also, hair colour can change your intensity. So if you have a brighter hair colour, you might be able to wear brighter colours, versus if you have a softer hair colour, you might find the more muted, more smoky colours are more flattering. So that's another thing. And I do find that, particularly if somebody has warm colouring, whilst they maintain a warmer hair colour, so say you're going grey but you're dyeing your hair to a warmer blonde, or it's got a slight coppery, a kind of gold copper, something like that, you will maintain more warmth in your colouring. But if you choose to go grey, this is where often you may really cool down and you may even move from a warm palette to a cool palette. So it really depends on what your hair colour is now, what you're dyeing it to, or if you are not dyeing your hair, if you're not changing it too much. So some people will just be like, I'm just trying to match the roots, like so just to have a less grey version, match the colour that's kind of coming through. Not going to change your palette as much as if you're doing something radically different. So for example, if you decide to go a white blonde and you know your colouring is light to start with and you go for a white blonde, that might just take you to a different, a lighter, more milky, if it's a bright white blonde, to a more milky palette, versus you might find that you otherwise have a softer, more greyed out palette. I mean, really, it depends. Every person's different and every situation, every person needs to be analysed individually. But say if you decide, I want to dye my hair bright blue, what that's going to do is not necessarily change your palette so much if you already have a brighter palette, but what it will do is change your colour contrast. What it's doing is adding a really dominant colour into your colouring, and having that dominant colour is actually going to make you need to really wear colour. You can't just get away in neutrals. If you're just wearing neutrals and you've got bright blue hair, it can look really out of balance. So instead, what we want to think about is adding more colour to your outfit, particularly if you have, you know, coloured eyes or coloured skin as well. So we might have, if we've gone for this bright blue hair and we have a pinkish skin, then we've got two parts of a triad there with our blue and our red. And therefore, we're going to look great wearing triad. So it's going to up our colour contrast potentially. So this is what, if we're going to go for coloured hair, think about wearing more colours. So the more colourful your hair is, the more colours you'll wear. So if you are, if you've cooled yourself down potentially, taking away the colour out of your hair, if you're a strawberry blonde and you've gone to a platinum blonde, if you go back to that strawberry blonde, you're adding more colour back in and you're also adding more warmth. So it is one of those things that I'm always aware that it is something that ideally you'll want to consider. If you're going for a hair colour that's quite unrelated to your colouring, is it actually flattering you or not? So, because it might be draining you of life, it might not be the right colour as well. There's always these things to consider. But some people may have had strawberry blonde hair and it's kind of faded away and your skin cools down as well and you can go to a cooler blonde. And because it means you've shifted from the warm to the cool side of the colour palette. So, you know, there are some little things to think about. Let's have a look at our next question, which comes from Rebecca. Does individual colouring within each palette determine how we use our swatches? As a brown-eyed brunette, should I be wearing different colours from a grey-haired, light-eyed person? Absolutely. So, a brown-eyed brunette has got some deep colours there. So, what we've got there is deep colour, so you're going to want to wear an overall. Your ideal value is darker. So remember, your hair colour relates to how light or dark the colours are that look best on you. So if you have dark hair, you're overall better in overall darker outfit. If you have a light hair, so you are light grey, you'd be better in an overall lighter outfit. If you're a dark grey, though, you might go for a more dark outfit. So it depends what version of grey you are. Grey is not, of course, one colour. Often, in fact, we'll get very multi-tonal hair when we go grey, which means we need to wear more variety of light and dark in line with what our hair is showing up in its value. But so if you've got the dark brown, you know, dark eyes, you'll find more of the colours that are your signature colours are related to your ideal value. So that overall colours that are a similar value or similar darkness or lightness to your hair. If you were a light grey, you'd find that you'd have a lighter palette and you'd be wearing more of the light colours in your palette because they relate much more to your ideal value. So it's thinking about, each person has different signature colours and the reason they're selected, so the palettes are generic, but the signature colours are individual and they are selected based on your colouring, of course, at the time that I or any other consultant who's doing your signature colours is selecting them. This will change if your hair colour changes or if your colouring changes, that you'll find that over time your signature colours will also change. And then how you put your colors together is of course related to your own color contrast and value contrast. So, you know, so a dark brown, dark, you know, brown eyed brunette version of a palette will have maybe more neutrals, they may be more monochromatic, they may look better in just one color with a neutral at the same time, they may need a higher value contrast, but a lower color contrast. Now, if you have a blue-eyed brown head version of the same palette, they've got more color. So they may need to wear more colors at the same time. They've got a higher color contrast. They may not look, they won't look as good in just a monochromatic outfit. It'll be a little bit bland and boring for them. They'll need to wear a neutral plus a color or potentially a couple of colors. Now, if they happen to have colored skin as well, then they're going to need more colors. So this is why every person, just because you have the same palette as someone, doesn't mean all their outfits that they select will be great for you. Because you've got to look at all their individual features as well. What's their skin color? Is it a color or a neutral? What's their eyes? Are they a color or a neutral? So we want to think about that this is always an individual selection. You might be able to get some ideas from other people who have the same palette, but not necessarily copying their outfits, unless you happen to have the same other value contrast and color contrast in common with them. So there you go. Thanks for watching. I will be back again tomorrow, I hope. And have a lovely rest of your day. And please do always leave me your questions. I need your questions to answer here. And also too, of course, there's lots of great information on the blog. There's lots of information about aging and hair coloring and value contrast and color contrast. If these are concepts that are new to you, there's lots and lots there to help you understand these. And of course, my online program, 7 Steps of Style, you know, you can do this from the comfort of your own home. You don't need to go out. You just need a computer and a smartphone camera. That's all you need. And we can work out what's your color contrast, what's your value contrast, what your signature colors are, all those sorts of things. So you've got that information. So when you do shop, you make the best decisions. Because particularly now that more of us are either shopping online because we're not allowed to get out to the stores, it's really useful to be knowing, well, what chance has this color got of working? I mean, they're never 100% the same on the screen, but at least you're making a much better purchasing decision and you'll find that your colors will work so much better. Your wardrobe will work so much better when you're using your ideal palette, because you'll find you can mix and match and create more outfits out of less pieces because they work together really simply and easily. So have a wonderful day and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.